Hi everyone, welcome to 2019. I'm Brian Peters and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 127 and a very happy new year to everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths and this week we're looking forward to what will hopefully be a productive and rewarding 2019 for businesses on social media.
2018 sure was a wild ride in the world of social media marketing, from Zuckerberg testifying in court to the rise of Stories content to some incredible brand campaigns. I can't wait to see what surprises wait for us in the coming year. However, it's never too early to start planning today. We're covering 5 data-backed social media trends you need to know to make this year awesome.
Let's kick off the very first episode of 2019. It's officially 2019, and gone are the days where generating audience engagement was primarily a passive process. The audience of today is one that is always online, wants to be involved, interact, and co-create. The brands that are successful in delivering that experience to audiences are the brands that are likely to be more successful with their social media strategies.
Which is why our number one trend for 2019, and by the way, these 5 trends are in no particular order because, you know, we feel that they are all hugely important, is that in-the-moment content will win out over highly produced content. Stories and the rise of ephemeral content across social networks, which I'm sure we'll see a lot more of in 2019, is capturing the hearts and minds of audiences everywhere.
One of the key parts of that trend is that we're predicting that stories will become the primary way to share content on social media, overtaking even the newsfeed. Only time will tell, but we'll count on you to let us know if that prediction was right or not next year. But this is why social media marketers have to continue to pay super close attention to the rise of stories and how it impacts how people consume content. And it's why we talk about it so much here on the show. We are witnessing a fundamental shift in media.
Mobile usage and even shorter attention spans will continue to increase the popularity of short-lived content in 2019, especially with millennials and Generation Zers, who thrive on their relationships with brands being authentic and meaningful, which is exactly why it's crucial that social media marketers establish a solid video strategy for ephemeral content. More and more brands will embrace this personal, authentic, and in-the-moment style of content versus the overly produced, prepackaged content.
But what exactly does that mean for you? Well, this means an increased focus on the people and personalities behind your brand. Think about how you can use video, stories, and images to connect your audience with the human, maybe even, dare I say, the vulnerable side of your business. You can accomplish a lot of this by taking your audience behind the scenes and showing the work of your business day to day. If you're a coffee shop, create a story of how you brew the perfect cup. If you are a service business, take your followers on a tour of your office or show your team working.
Overall, the key thing here is to experiment. Imagine at one end of the spectrum, there's the old social media with prepackaged, very produced content. And at the other end of the spectrum, you have in the moment, super raw content. For brands, there are millions of untapped miles of opportunity right smack dab in the middle of those two ends of the spectrum to try new things. Which brings us to our next trend for 2019, and that's that we'll start to see AI drive personal customer experiences across lots of different channels.
From chatbots to ad optimization, platforms like Google and Facebook have been continuing to adopt artificial intelligence to enhance customer interaction. Where we're seeing this develop particularly fast is in the form of online customer service. In 2018, the growth of AI-driven communication has been undeniable, with tools like Intercom and Drift starting to appear on websites everywhere. Many experts predict that by 2020, more than 80% of all customer service interactions will be powered by AI bots.
And again, that's with the younger generations leading the charge. Millennials are the quickest adopters of chatbot-based customer experiences. According to Huffington Post, 60% of the millennial population already uses chatbots and 71% have implied to experts that they would like to try using one. So in 2019, more and more brands will strengthen their online customer service practices and even move to new platforms that may potentially offer more effective technology for customer service to thrive online, such as WhatsApp and Messenger.
Yeah, so let's talk about WhatsApp for a second, because I think marketers forget that they have over 1 billion users.
Right, right.
It's a lot. In 2019, we should begin to see the rise of WhatsApp as a primary social customer service channel. The release of WhatsApp Business API in August 2018 will continue to be a total game changer in the industry. With this new API, WhatsApp allows businesses to respond to customers for free within 24 hours. So this shift means that businesses are now incentivized to reply to their customers faster. It puts the focus firmly on improving the customer experience.
What I love about how WhatsApp is set up is that customers can talk to a business on a channel they are already using for communication, i.e. with friends and family, without being spammed with marketing messages. The power of WhatsApp really is in the consumer's hands. But in terms of personalization, given the vast amount of information being uploaded by people every single day, it's becoming very easy to get insights into all kinds of information about your customers. This has opened the door for enhanced personalization, and that has increased consumer expectation for the same. So in other words, customers and consumers are actually coming to expect this type of personalization.
Yeah, content, products, emails, ads, all of these things can now be based on the consumer's purchase history, like clicked links, social media posts, and other behaviors. For example, Airbnb now sends personalized trip and activity ideas based on your upcoming trips. And Netflix offers shows to watch based on your taste. Amazon and eBay show products similar to the ones that you've bought before. All of that is personalization.
Right. So it's really on you as a business and marketer to figure out what personalization looks like for your company. As long as you're respectful of personal privacy, which I think was a huge trend as well in 2018, personalization is a solid way to go for marketers to boost campaign performance in 2019.
Speaking of solid strategies, our third social media trend for 2019 is that brands on social media can no longer ignore ads. And we're already seeing lots of businesses jump on board. Marketers increased social ad budgets 32% in 2018 alone and produced more ads than ever before. In fact, one of every four Facebook pages now use paid advertising as a part of their strategy. And Facebook accounts for 23% of total US digital ad spend. All of those numbers are sure to increase in 2019.
But of course, what happens when we see this trend emerge is that it gets more competitive and more expensive to advertise. To counter this, social teams should make sure they pair their ad money with equal time, investment, and creativity. In other words, you won't be able to just create any old ad and have it work. You have to invest some time in creating great content. One of the easiest ways to do this is just to boost your top performing organic content.
And if you've noticed, lots of brands like Spotify, Blenders Eyewear, and others are leading the way with creative social ads that are both personalized and entertaining, rather than just banner ads squeezed into a newsfeed. It's the brand awareness type ads that are really thriving. Even if you're selling your product, you can do it in a way that doesn't feel intrusive to other types of authentic content in the newsfeed.
Exactly. And that's a great way to think about it, Haley. The content should feel like something coming from your friends, right? So really quick, we wanted to give you a few tips on creating better ads in 2019. First, you must understand your target audience. Each ad campaign should target a focus group based on interests, jobs, relevant competitors, and previous interactions with your brand.
Next, make sure to define your goals and metrics up front. It's important to show that social media has a positive bottom line impact on your business. Awareness campaigns, for example, might focus on impressions, while conversion campaigns should put more value on click-throughs. After goals, it's all about investing in high-quality content. With more brands competing for people's attention on social media, ordinary posts just aren't going to cut it.
At the heart of great content are compelling visuals, which are essential for clicks and high conversion rates on social media. Not every brand will have the budget for expensive equipment or a professional team, but even just learning some video basics or hiring a freelancer can make a world of difference. But one thing every brand and marketer can and should be doing is repurposing ideas from top performing organic content. There's that theme again. Creating high quality social ads takes time and money. Test your ad concepts as organic posts first to see how they perform. Then once you see what's working, you can adapt and repurpose your top performing content into ads.
Doing that will help increase your return on investment of your ads right from the beginning. And one more thing on that topic is to embrace new ad formats. Instagram Stories ads, for example, have been around since 2017, but this year Instagram gave brands the ability to use three consecutive photos or videos as ads. Pinterest, on the other hand, recently rolled out wide format promoted videos, and Facebook Messenger ads now allow brands to connect with customers directly via instant messaging.
So what you're saying is the possibilities are endless for brands in the ad space.
That's exactly it.
Well, One of the biggest developments in social media in 2018 has been the launch of IGTV from Instagram. This, along with other developments from social networks, point to the rise of what we're calling social television led by the vertical video format.
I think that this fourth trend is one of the most exciting social media trends of 2019 and is going to fundamentally shift the way that brands and marketers create content. Plus, Instagram is just going to continue to grow exponentially. Other platforms will probably follow suit with their own version of the vertical video and stories. This vertical stories style format is perfect for attracting users who have a short attention span.
And I hope at this point everyone is starting to realize that these trends for 2019 are all connected in some way. Personalized experiences, advertising, and vertical videos are all part of the overall way that social media and the social media industry is heading. So each platform is working hard to create experiences that people want to return to every single day, which is exactly why things like IGTV are so compelling. That content sits right there at the top of the feed and is a top of mind for each, you know, consumer every time they log on to the platform.
Right. So it's that daily authentic content creation approach that businesses will inevitably take advantage of in 2019. The way that we see it is that savvy businesses will create content for each type of consumer. There's the daily consumer that stories really helps to attract. There's the shoppers and scrollers that the newsfeed is perfect for. And finally, there's the power users that the longer form content works for, like what's found on IGTV. And that's just perfect.
Thinking about your target audience as these types of, I guess, personas, and then matching your content to their intentions on social will lead to the biggest engagement, which I think is a great transition to our fifth and final trend today. Well, probably not the final one we'll see in 2019, but that's a shift from digital marketing to multi-channel marketing to finally omni-channel marketing.
Now, this one isn't solely about social media, but social media plays a critical role in your overall marketing strategy. If you're wondering what omnichannel marketing is and why we're talking about omnichannel, omni is based on the Latin word omnis, which means all or every. And this obviously emphasizes the importance of reaching and interacting with customers in all channels.
There's a quote floating around out there from John Bowden, VP at Time Warner Cable, and I think he explains omnichannel marketing really well. He says, quote, "Omnichannel is viewing the experience through the eyes of your customer, orchestrating the customer experience across all channels so that it is seamless, integrated, and consistent. It anticipates the customers may start in one channel and move to another as they progress to an endpoint. That endpoint is your product or service," end quote. In other words, you have to think about the digital experience as a whole.
Of course, the buyer's journey is still a little bit of a mystery for the most part because there are so many touch points with your brand along the way. But what we do know is that nobody today shops exclusively through a single medium. Consumers of all generations buy online and in stores, they read reviews, they listen to peers, they do their research, and it all makes up part of the bigger picture.
I think the best part of thinking about marketing like this is that paid ads, social content, and email channels, they don't have to compete against each other for sales or customers. You can grow your business by strategically integrating all of these channels together. So while email may not convert a customer immediately, readers might visit your website from your newsletter. Then you might use that traffic to retarget visitors with a special offer on social media.
Exactly. And those people might read a review on Google or Amazon about your product, but it all originated with that email. And even though the email won't get credit, you still were able to add a new customer to the list, which I think every business would consider a win. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Science of Social Media today. The show notes for this episode are now available on the Buffer blog at blog.buffer.com with a complete transcript. As always, if ever you want to get in touch with myself or Brian, we're always here for you on social media using the hashtag Buffer Podcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have so much great content planned for 2019, and it's only just the beginning. Stay tuned for more insights, research, tips, and strategies here on the show to help take your social media and marketing to the next level in the coming year. We can't wait for next Monday, everyone.